Chapter 9. Symphony Takes the Night Watch. The Amber Room on Cloud Base was bright with music and laughter. Captain Scarlet grinned as he wriggled and swayed in the contortions of the latest beat craze that Destiny was trying to teach him. Rhapsody, carrying a tray of drinks, stopped before Colonel White with a smile.
Sir, sherry? Or perhaps you'd like to try this new South American wine?
That would be most appropriate to the occasion, I think, my dear.
The Spectrum Chief smiled, taking the glass. Over a week had passed now since Rhapsody had radioed that vital formula from South America. That day, the final report had come in from the WFO laboratories. The last trace of the deadly culture XO had vanished from the waters below the Sahara. The mystery and threat had been completely dispelled. To celebrate the occasion, the Angels had obtained the Colonel's permission to throw a party in the Amber Room. Only Symphony, on standby duty in the cockpit of her strike craft on the launch deck, and Lieutenant Green, on duty at the computer in the control room high above, were absent. But they could be relieved by others later, so they could share the fun. Colonel White took advantage of the break in the music to stand up, his glass raised.
Ladies and gentlemen.
With a smile, which had a touch of something akin to fatherly pride, as he surveyed the eager young faces before him, he announced,
a toast.
They reached for their drinks.
To Spectrum and all who serve it. And to our eventual triumph over the Mysterons, we are achieving an ever-increasing ratio of victories to defeats, thanks to the devotion to duty of you and your colleagues throughout the world.
A red light flashed, and a buzzer sounded, and over the intercom came the terse voice of Lieutenant Green.
Control room to Colonel White. Will you please come up, sir? It's urgent.
An uneasy silence fell on the room. Colonel White put down his drink, his craggy face tense.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
He left the room. Destiny looked quizzically at Captain Scarlet.
What does this mean, mon ami?
What else but Mysteron trouble? Lieutenant Green wouldn't have interrupted the party for anything less urgent.
But there was no threat.
Does there have to be? If it's merely a further move in the same campaign?
Sacre bleu, but that is all over.
She spread her hands expressively at the room, slopping her drink.
What is this party for?
Just to prove that you never know where you are with the Mysterons, I guess. But you can never count your chickens before they're not only hatched, but laying eggs for themselves.
In the control room, Lieutenant Green greeted the Colonel eagerly.
Sorry to drag you away from the party, sir, but Agent 953 has just come through with a mighty strange story. I've got him holding on.
The Colonel frowned at a big wall chart.
953? That's Western Canada, isn't it?
Yes, sir, north of Calgary. He's a storekeeper in a small settlement called Kicking Horse.
SIG, put him through.
The Colonel sat down at his horseshoe desk and flicked a switch.
Colonel White to Agent 953. Come in, please.
Sir, something mighty queer's happening in this neck of the woods. I guess it needs Spectrum investigation.
I'll be the judge of that, 953. Please give me the facts.
A guy drove in here a few minutes ago looking like he's seen a ghost. He's a wheat farmer in the foothills. He said that when he went out at sunup this morning, 200 acres of half-grown wheat had vanished.
Vanished? You mean someone had reaped it in the night?
Jeepers, why should anyone want to reap 200 acres of unripe wheat, sir? Even the latest combine couldn't reap it that fast anyway without someone hearing it. No, Colonel, this stuff had completely vanished. There wasn't even any stubble of weeds left. The ground was just bare, as if it had been plowed and harrowed to a fine tilth, ready for sowing again.
The police have been informed?
Sure. A Mountie patrol's out there right now, scratching their heads. A state agricultural expert is on the way. It looks mighty suspicious to me, sir.
Thanks, 953.
The colonel switched off and sat back, staring thoughtfully before him.
Well, sir, what do you think?
That we may have big trouble on our hands, Lieutenant. If we won't countenance the supernatural, we must immediately suspect the Mysterons when something seemingly impossible happens like this. Sound a red alert. Immediate launch, Symphony Angel.
Yes, sir.